bullets.
Rules 23 and verse 11. For the Redeemer is mighty. For the Redeemer is mighty. Amen. Hallelujah. The Redeemer is mighty. Open with me the Luke. Ruth is just after Judges. And that's a mighty book, the book of Ruth. Amen. It's got some powerful truth in it. Some mighty revelations. It's a chapter of restoration. If you have lost something, Ruth tells you that you can be restored.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you had something full from God one time and you lost it all, Ruth will tell you, study me, read me, and you will know you can have it back again.
Amen.
The years which the locust has eaten, God said he will restore.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you have stepped out for God and gone back, and then you have trying to come back, and you don't know whether you have a future, Ruth will tell you, indeed you have a future.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So let not the devil deceive you. Amen. Praise God. The book of Ruth is a mighty book. Amen. And we know that a book and it has just four chapters. Maybe you should go home and read through it. And it speaks about the kinsman redeemer called Boaz. Amen. In the Old Testament we have the shadow. And in the New Testament we have the substance. Amen. And always the redeemer is mine. That's what the book of Proverbs says. He is mighty. Amen. The word redeem means to buy back something which rightfully belongs to you. Amen. Redeem means to buy back. Hallelujah. And in the book of Ruth, you find something very interesting. If a redeemer has to buy back something, one, the Bible tells us that he has to have the right to buy back. Two, the Bible says he has to have the will to do it. Amen. Remember this, if a redeemer has to buy back something, one, he has to have the right to buy back. Amen, say right.
Right.
Amen. So you won't go wrong. Right to buy back. Amen. Two, he needs to have the will to buy back. What happens if I have the right to buy back but I don't want to? Then you're still without redemption. Amen. So you have to have the will to buy back. Amen. And that's why when a woman, when a leper came to the Lord and said, Lord, if thou will, you can make me clean. The Lord said, I will. Amen. What God is saying is that the leprosy cannot be cured by just works, but I will. I can redeem you. I can redeem you back to hell. I will. I choose to. I am willing to. My heart is for you. That's what God is saying. Amen. Now, somebody can have the right to buy back and the will to buy back. But remember this, he has to have the power to buy back. What happens if I'm interested in buying back something, and I have the will also to do it, but I have no power to do it? That wouldn't profit the other person at all. Amen. So the Bible speaks in the book of Ruth about two redeemers. And in the fourth chapter, the third chapter, we just look to this principle here, because I believe it is important for your redemption. The 13th verse of Ruth 3. Stay this night, and in the morning it shall be that if he will perform the duty of a near kinsman for you, good. Let him do it. But if he does not want to perform the duty for you, then I will perform the duty for you as the Lord lives. Lie down until morning. This is what Boaz is saying. Amen. But there is a redeemer closer, a kinsman redeemer, more closer than Boaz. And if he does not have the will to do it, Boaz is saying, our heavenly Lord Jesus Christ is saying, I will do it for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is a shadow of the law. The law, which came first before grace, law can make you aware of certain truths. Are you with me today?
Amen.
Huh? The law is going to say, I have the right to buy you. If you do this, if you do that, you will be blessed. I have the right to buy you. And the law sometimes just seems to have the will. master to buy it. But he never has the power to buy it. Hallelujah. Only Jesus can.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why we don't go by the letter of the law. We go by the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. How many are with me today?
Amen.
Now he speaks about redemption. And today I don't know where to start, where to end, because there are a lot of powerful truths in this chapter. But remember, he is mighty. Amen. He is mighty. Our heavenly Redeemer is mighty. He is not without power. He is mighty. He has got the right to buy you because he created you. Hallelujah. He has not only got the right to buy you, he has got the will, the heart to do it for you. Maybe your father does not have, maybe your mother does not have, maybe your uncle does not have, but he's got the will, the desire, the willingness, the ability to do it. More than that, he's got the power to do it. No matter what you're going through, my Lord is mighty. He's mighty to redeem you and set you free and bring you through. And truth speaks about that. Amen. Now when you read the book of our Bible, in the book of Ruth, it speaks here, there are seven mighty things which the Redeemer will do for you. But before I step in there, the Bible says in the Ruth, the chapter 1, are you with me today?
Yes.
It says that Naomi, the two sons, and the two wives, were in Bethlehem, Bethlehem which means the house of bread, and because there was a famine there, they stepped out from Bethlehem and went to Moab. Amen. They went away from Bethlehem, from the house of God. Now when they went away from the house of God, something happens. So sometimes when you act right, or when you go away from God, or from the presence of God, some things can happen. Now here it seems that the two sons lost their health and their wealth and they lost themselves. They died. Now when they were in the land of Moab, suddenly Naomi is hearing the message. Who is Naomi? Who is Naomi?
Mother-in-law.
Amen. Now he's hearing the message that bread has come back to Bethlehem. Amen. Bread is back again in Bethlehem. So Naomi is saying to Ruth and to Orpah, the co-sisters, the daughter-in-law, listen, I'm going back to Bethlehem. Amen. But you needn't come if you don't want to. Because you lost your husband, you have lost everything. You can go back if you want. And this both of them were very sad. And we know the story. Ruth 1 and verse 14 says, they lifted up their voices and they cried. And Orpah kissed the mother-in-law. But Ruth turned on to her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Orpah kissed the mother-in-law, but Ruth turned on to her. And this is what Ruth says. Now, the 15th verse, she said, look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people. And your God shall be my God. Where you die, I will die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also if anything but death parts you and me. The daughter-in-law is saying to the mother-in-law, I will go wherever you go. Will any mother-in-law hear these words from any daughter-in-law? Hallelujah. You will know you truly have the nature of Christ when you're willing to do that. I heard a preacher preach and he said, during the summer holidays, if you can allow your mother-in-law to come and stay 2 weeks with you, because you're free, the children don't have exact, and spend time with them, that truly shows both that you have Christ's likeness inside of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Then I am coming in for something. Ruth is clinging on to her and saying, wherever you go, Naomi, I will go with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now this, listen to it. You find that there is something you need to understand from the demonstration of faith in which Ruth is saying. Ruth has faith in the redemption. Now remember, Ruth is a Moabite lady. Are you with me? And Deuteronomy 23 and 3 say something powerful about Moabite ladies. The 23rd chapter of Deuteronomy. And the third verse. Are you there? It says that an Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter the congregation of the Lord, even to the 10th generation. None of his descendants shall enter the congregation of the Lord forever. Amen. Hallelujah. That gives you any hope. According to the word of God, a Moabite lady can never enter into the congregation of the Lord up to the 10th generation. Not even a descendant. So when Ruth is saying, I've lost everything, but your God shall be my God, she knows what is the amazing grace of God. She knows, even though I have no future, nothing in me, even though I have no legal right to enter into the congregation, I believe in the God who is willing to accept me if I should acknowledge Him over my life.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. That gives you any hope, doesn't it? It doesn't matter how far you are away from God. And you think within yourself you have no right or no way of approaching Him once again. The waiting God of Ruth will meet with you and say, you can. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only can you. But when you read the Bible, it says through Ruth came. Amen. Ruth and Boaz came. Or what? The grandfather of David. So, Ruth the Moabite lady is not only coming into the congregation of the Lord, but she's having the hand of the Lord come upon her, where she is accepted into the very lineage of David, where she's got the privilege to say, I'm the great grandmother of David the king. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And what amazing thing that in Matthew's Gospel, in the first chapter, it speaks about the genealogy of Jesus Christ, and there is a Moabite lady. Name who is mentioned there in the very genealogy of Christ Jesus. My brother, my sister, you have not wandered anywhere too far away where you can approach back into the presence of God. He is willing to take you back and redeem you and bring about a future for you and for your descendants. He is able to bring back Christ to you. I believe that.
Amen.
Amen. Now listen to this. It says here, Ruth came back into Bethlehem. And this is what the word of the Lord says. Why? Because she was willing to acknowledge the God of Naomi as her God. Are you with me today?
Amen.
Amen. When you're acknowledging the Lord God of Naomi as your God, you come back, you heard the song, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him as Lord, and He shall direct your path. Amen. And here is Ruth coming back into Bethlehem with no hope to go to, nothing of her own, no land, no wealth, nothing. And she's coming back, and without her realizing, she's stepping into the field of Boaz. There are so many fields, but why the field of Boaz? When you acknowledge the Lord with your heart, He shall direct your steps. You are in the place where you are supposed to be. Why? Because you had the humility and the grace to say, Jesus Christ is my Lord. And without you realizing, God steps you right in the place where you are called to be and steps you right to the place where He wants you. Amen. Now she is in this place of Boaz, and this is what the Bible says. Second chapter and third verse. Then she left and went and gleaned in the field after the harvest. believers. Are you there?
Amen.
And she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz. Amen. Hallelujah. She went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. Why did she go and glean? Because it was harvest time. Why did she only glean and not reap? Well, because she knew the word of God. In the book of Leviticus chapter 19, let's go through the word again. Do you have your Bibles with you?
Amen.
Leviticus chapter 19 and 9 and 10 says this. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly reap the corners of your field, nor shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest. And you shall not glean your vineyard, nor shall you gather every grape of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor, the alien, and the stranger, for I am the Lord your God. Hallelujah. She knows that she can't go into somebody's field and take the harvest. But she can pick up everything that's fallen there. She can glean of everything that's fallen there. Amen.
Amen.
Because she knew the word of God. If she be a widow and an alien, she can do it. She is eligible for both. She is both a widow and an alien. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you get back into the fullness of the redemptive benefits in your life, you need to know the word of God. What is rightfully yours? Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You need to know what is rightfully yours. Now most people are praying without knowing what is rightfully theirs. Yeah. Can you imagine this? You're praying on and saying, Lord, set me free. Lord, set me free. Lord, set me free. When He set you free 2,000 years ago on the cross. And you can just walk out of your body. But you want to spiritualize the whole thing. You understand that? It is said that in 1947, when correct with my dates, during the World War, when General MacArthur got the victory, he met the Japanese Emperor and said, listen, let all the Japanese soldiers submit. We won't harm them. Let them keep down their weapons. We won't touch them. They're free. Let them come out. Now most of them did not surrender, did not come out. They were hiding because of fear. And in a paper report said that even though the war got over about 30 years back, one soldier came out only in 1974. Till then, because of fear, this soldier, even though he was free and he didn't fight the battle, but he could walk a free man, he was keeping himself in a cave or a fear. You know why? Because he had not believed the decree of the emperor.
Praise the Lord.
How many of you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Even though you have heard the decree of the emperor, of the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, where on the cross he said, it is finished. You're free. But you want to fast, you want to pray, you want to do the faith confession, that's all good and nice. You need to understand from the word of God that which is rightfully yours to walk into your redemption.
Yes.
You take the word and believe it for what it is written. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that? Some people do not believe it. Because they want to feel something. They want to think something else. They want something dramatic to happen. They want something, you know, spectacular to take place. See, Ruth never did. Look for all that. Why did she say, Lord, you shall be my God, the God of Naomi shall be my God? Not really, she stayed out with her mom, but she would listen to Naomi on the way back to Bethlehem and say, what does the word say? The word says you can glean any field. What is that we can pick up? She just did exactly. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You're free. You want to be a slave? You can be a slave. I was saying in the bus service, your belief determines your behavior. Are you with me? If you see yourself as a slave, That's why the enemy is alive. And he didn't distinguish the many voices that come into your mind. If you see yourself as a failure, as a good for nothing, as a slave, as a person bound up, as a captive, then you will find everything in circumstances showing that, and your very character and your habits matching up to that very belief. That's why your belief needs to be from the Word of God. Who am I in Christ? Hallelujah. When you do that, I don't think you got it first, did you? Amen.
Amen.
Look to Ruth chapter 2. And a 17th verse. She gleaned in the field until evening, and beat out what she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. In the first chapter, she's got nothing. In the second chapter, because she submitted to the Lordship and received the word, by the time evening came, she has an ephah of barley. Hallelujah. So there are progressive stages of blessings. Are you with me? When you come to the Lord, God doesn't just give you everything. He blesses you progressively. Even though everything is yours, you wouldn't be able to keep it, nor honor it, nor give Him the glory. So He begins to reveal to you step by step of what you need. Genesis 26 speaks to us that. Let's say the word again. Genesis 26. Are you enjoying the word today?
Yeah.
And 13 words. Speaking about Isaac. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became ready. Stages. First there is prosperity. Then a continuing prosperity. And then became very prosperous. Amen.
Amen.
That's the way. Are you with me? You don't receive everything, just boom. Once He gives you, even victory, it's just like that. Even victory. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 22. And the Lord your God will dry out those nations before you, little by little. You will be unable to destroy them at once, lest the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. Are you with me? Little by little. Are you grateful for the little that you have?
Amen.
Then you will have more. Amen. Little by little. Little by little. Yeah, every day.
Every day. Little by little. Every day.
Jesus is changing.
Amen. I got you little by little. Sunday after Sunday, year after year. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get back to Ruth. Judges and then Ruth. Amen. Now, read the third chapter and verse the 15th verse. It says there, also he said, bring the shawl that is on you and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 ephahs of barley and laid it on her. Then she went into the city. Amen. In the 17th verse, amen, after hearing the word and supplying the Lordship of Jesus, when she worked, there was 1 ephah. By the 3rd chapter and verse 15, she's got 6 ephahs. Amen. Amen. What's the reason? Simple. 3rd chapter, 3rd verse. I've gotten this before. 3rd chapter, 3rd verse. Therefore wash yourself and anoint yourself, put on your best garments and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. Amen. She did 3 things. She washed herself, anointed herself, and she put on the best garment, and the 4th, she came to the place of rest. Hear that? You want to progress from 1 ephah to 6 ephahs? This is the principle. You need to get yourself to the place where you wash yourself. He's already shed the blood on Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago. But how many of you know that there are areas in your life which needs to be cleansed today? Amen. You come to that place where you say, Lord, wash me. Not only wash me, but give me the best garment. Amen. And Lord, let me no oil lacking. Anoint me. Amen. The garments of righteousness, the oil of God's glory, and one more. One more. Be at the feet. Amen. So what happens to most people is that once they receive the washing and the clothing and the anointing, it is so hard for them to be at the feet. Are you with me? You wouldn't, would you? Amen. But there she had to be at the feet. Amen. A place of rest. So when will we stop fighting yourself? That's a powerful key. But I'm not preaching it, I'm trying to teach you. And I can't seem to have the anointing for both. So help me with this, Lord. Amen. Wash yourself. Anoint. Amen. Put on the best garments. Then from 1 ephah you come to 6 ephahs. Amen. The 4th chapter. I'll stop with that. And verse 1. Before verse 1, just read the headline. What's the headline? The 4th chapter? Verse marriage. Ruth. That's it. In the 1st chapter, she had nothing. In the 2nd chapter, she's got 1 ephah. The 3rd chapter, she's got 6 ephahs. And the 4th chapter, she's got everything. She's married. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So what should you do? She get married. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Once a girl said, I didn't marry you for your money. But that was the only way I could get it. Hallelujah. Get your marriage to Christ. You're a believer. Amen. Not for the money, but because you love Him. Amen. Not for the blessing, but because you want Him. Amen. Shall we close our eyes and pray?
Presto the Lord, please pray. How to write the little niece. She does not know how to write. She does not know how to speak properly. But when she wants me to have attention on her, she just lifts her hands. Hallelujah. And you do not know what to pray. You don't know what to write. But let me tell you, there's a Father in heaven. If you would just lift your hands before Him, who will catch the message and just grab you and hold you.